From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It just got more expensive to borrow money. For the fifth time this year, Federal Reserve policymakers raised a key short-term interest rate by a quarter point today. The move is an attempt to keep inflation under control at a time when the economy continues to show signs of improvement. The increase occurred despite higher energy prices and a less than robust job market. NPR's Jim Zaroli looks at some of the factors that influence the Fed's move.
When Fed policymakers look out at the economy, they can see plenty of reason for optimism. The economy has now been growing at a faster-than-average pace for more than a year. Corporate profits are strong, manufacturing activity is up, and capital spending is on the rise. Ken Mayland is president of the consulting firm Clearview Economics.
Piece by piece, the economy has just continued to recover, and this tends to be a very long process. This goes on for years, not just months or quarters.
Over the past few weeks, there has been more good news for U.S. companies. Oil prices, which had peaked at around $55 a barrel, have now fallen back to just under $42. And the dollar has lost considerable ground against the euro, the yen, and the Canadian dollar. In the long run, that could aggravate inflation and push interest rates higher, but for now, it's good for U.S. exporters. Ernie Goss heads the forecasting group at Creighton University in Nebraska, which regularly surveys Midwestern and Western companies. He says farmers, for one, are benefiting from the weaker dollar.
The farm sector is exporting a lot more, but we've also got domestic demand. We're seeing very high prices, for example, for livestock, beef and pork prices, and a very good harvest of grains. That's also helping.
And he says manufacturers that export a lot are also reporting better profits. In cities like Evansville, Indiana, the manufacturing sector remains pretty strong, and that's kept unemployment down. Tim Horstman is a program director at a local job training center.
Years ago, during the much longer recessions and all that stuff, they always had told us that if we got down to 4% or 5% unemployment, they would consider it full employment. So judging it on those standards, definitely relatively low.
That's not to say a lot of companies are hiring right now. People who need jobs can still spend a while finding them. Della Taylor lost her merchandising job 6 months ago. A college graduate, she's looked everywhere for work, even McDonald's.
They're afraid to hire people like us because they know that when we find a better job, we'll probably leave. But in the meantime, you know, we could be good employees for those people.
In fact, a lot of economists say there's a kind of paradox to the economy right now. Companies are doing well, but aren't hiring many new workers. Creighton University's Ernie Goss says with productivity increases, companies can raise their output without bringing on new workers. Goss says many company officials remain nervous about the economy.
Healthcare costs are just restraining companies from hiring more. We're also seeing higher oil prices, which that's putting a pinch on some employers.
One company that's often seen as an economic bellwether is Pittsburgh-based Alcoa. Company spokesman Kevin Lowry says Alcoa's worldwide employment has fallen from 142,000 in the year 2000 to about 120,000 today, and it has no plans to do any significant hiring anytime soon.
Everybody would love to be able to be in a position of hiring more people, but because of the economic constraints that take place, you might be forced into a position of how do you retain what we have or how do you not make cuts.
With the dollar falling and commodity prices rising, many economists say the risk of inflation is growing, and they say Fed officials probably had no choice but to raise rates today. But the rate hikes have been small enough to send a message that the Fed is proceeding with caution. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.